Welcome to the Epic Florida Podcast.
Whoa, 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 it's not the Epic Florida Podcast anymore, mate. It's the Epic Florida Project.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode. Well, actually, the first episode of the Epic Florida Project. Yes, if you're wondering, we have changed the name a little bit because we have. So instead of me just waffling on for a few minutes on my own, let me introduce my fantastic good buddy and co-host, Epic Phil.
Hi all, and I'm going to help Simon. The name change to Project is quite simple. Orlando's always got a project going on somewhere. And quite frankly, we are living right now in the business, the biggest project ever, getting all of us back over there. So this makes sense to me, a new name. And I feel like podcast just puts you in a niche little area. Project, I think it gives us more freedom.
Well, if you want to do a quick breakdown, we originally said the Epic Florida Podcast because it was a podcast. This has now evolved now. We are a podcast, but we're mainly on YouTube. So it's kind of evolved to the... So we've got the Epic part because why not? Perfect timing for a theme park that's being built in the near future. Florida, because it's Florida. And project for two reasons. One, like Phil said, a lot of the projects are up and coming. And two, Walt Disney World was codenamed the Florida Project. So we're kind of mixing everything together. So we hope you understand why we've done the change. So if you could do what you normally do, like, comment, and subscribe down below before we get into it, that'd be great. Smash that thumbs up button. Yeah. So let's get into it. Bit roundup of what's going on in the Florida area. So as far as I know, the VelociCoaster, got to bring it up because we had the bypass bridge opened the other day. So we've seen some new fantastic angles of the roller coaster. Have we not seen it?
Yeah, I saw them and I thought, oh my God, there's actually some absolute brilliant on that bridge in the middle. If you can get it at the right time, you can get some amazing photos just there, especially if the coaster actually goes past.
Yeah, if you look, for some reason, I don't know why there's no nets under it, whether they'll be coming at a future time. But if there's no nets now, personally, I think it's going to be metal detectors before you go in. Make it Jurassic. I'm doing air quotes. Jurassic-y, so stop it, make it feel like it's more futuristic or Jurassic World-y, that you will have to go through metal detectors and you won't be able to take anything on with you at all. Because obviously we don't want a situation like Dueling Dragons.
So pretty much
just fallen off
already.
Sorry?
Pretty much like Hulk.
Yeah, Hulk, Rip Ride Rocket, all them. So, but yeah, the views are fantastic. The coaster looks gorgeous, to be honest. Now it's up. Now people got up close and personal. The views are fantastic. Testing ramped up to, I think, 4 trains on the track at any one time, with a dispatch of 35 to 40 seconds between each train. So you're looking at round about, I think someone worked it out, about 1,890 people an hour, which is pretty good. So, because I see it as one train in the first section. Once that train goes past the second launch and over the top hat, another train sets off from the station, and there's two in waiting behind. So there's constantly people getting on the track and off the track on the trains at any one time. So you've always got a constant flow. And I think they're doing this amount of testing now to say, right, we're open. We're not going to do a Hagrid's, and it's just going to fly. Fingers crossed.
Well, actually not fly. I don't really want it to fly, mate. No. I want it to ride well on the track. Flying would actually worry me a bit.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean. Icebreaker, I believe, breaking. I've just seen it this afternoon. I'm going to date this. It's Saturday. two trains on the track testing, multiple testing. So it looks like icebreakers getting ready to get open soon. So that's another roller coaster to look forward to. The only one I've not really got much information on is Gwazi, Iron Gwazi. I don't know what's gone on or what's going on at the moment. There's not much information coming out of Busch Gardens. So I'm just going quickly over the roller coasters and new things coming. Oh, there is one more thing I forgot. It's the slingshot. As we mentioned in the last episode, we will do it if we can get to 1,000 subscribers. So you've just seen the thing below you. Smash that subscribe button. And yeah, the slingshot, as it's getting ready to be, I think it's ready to go vertical soon because they're now just installing all the LED lights onto the actual springy bits as they're going up and down. So that's coming along nicely. While we're there, I've got one more thing. I'll pass on to Phil with whatever he's got. In the game, new arcade opened up inside Icon Park. I think I mentioned it in the last episode. I didn't know what it was. Sorry?
I've seen videos of it now.
Yeah, I didn't know where it was. I thought it was going to take over from Dave and Buster's, but it's not. It's actually inside between Madden Two Swords. Yes, I said swords, not sews. Madden Two Swords and the ticket booth for the Icon.
Yeah, I noticed it's also got one of them rooms as well, you know, when you have to try and escape rooms.
I thought yeah, that's it's got, cool. Yeah, I think there's an escape room, there's VR consoles, there's arcades. It looks like, I thought, it looks expensive.
It looks like there's a room of mirrors as well. You know, them sort of things when you have to try and walk through and you bang your head into a mirror because you don't realise you're going the wrong way.
Yeah, but I did see some prices for that, and that was $12. So that sounds expensive for a mirror room, but...
Yeah, I think I'll need to see videos and see how big these things are properly.
Yeah, but it doesn't look cheap, like maybe like Dave & Buster's, but it does look expensive. But it's also can be tagged into a full day. I think they're trying to make Icon Park into an area where you can spend at least half a day. Very similar to Fun Spot. So we're getting to that situation with it now, I think. So I've just given all my updates. I'll pass you over to Phil. What updates have you got, dude?
I can give a bit of news on one thing. WWE's WrestleMania is going ahead 2 days over April. I believe tickets went on sale Friday. If people are interested, if they're out there and they want to go to it, go to WWE.com, whatever it is. Also, check the American Ticketmaster as well. Just remember, it's limited tickets, people, so I don't know how easy that's going to be for you out there. But it's over 2 days. So touch wood, if you're out there and you want to go to an event, give it a go. There's really not much other news I've seen, mate. There's been like little hints and, you know, secrets from trying to give us ideas that something's coming soon from Halloween Horror Nights.
Because we had a bit of a discussion off air about this. This will class this as the rumor section.
There's quite a few rumors.
So we'll jump into a bit of rumors because I like to say what's happening, what's factual, and we'll go into a rumour section. So this is now the rumour section. So bang us with some rumours.
Well, rumour one is that Disney were... Well, people, I think, got this wrong. They heard one thing and pushed it straight to Disney, that the queue lines would be put in half for social distancing. I believe it was more of a state thing that the rule was allowed to be brought in. So anywhere in the state, you could half the queue down. But I don't believe Disney themselves have said they're doing it. I've seen different people and reports online, but I've not seen anything factual about this yet. Now, I do think more people who get vaccinated, maybe in a couple of months, I can see this happening. But at this moment, anybody out there, I don't see you getting this straight away.
Yeah, well, the original source was the CDC was recommending 3 foot or... But they never mentioned anything about queues. I'm sure it mentioned schools.
Yeah, I think it did. And I think
these companies,
Disney sites and America fan sites, they put two and two together. And unfortunately, it probably will happen at some point. But I think they jumped the gun on it a bit too early. If you've seen that, people, until you officially hear it from Disney, it's not officially happening. So don't get excited for that. Quite yet.
Yeah. I haven't got many rumours. Is there anything else?
Really much, super much, apart from Bush, well, not a rumour, but news-wise again, I've seen that Mardi Gras has been extended at Universal.
Yes, that's definitely, yeah. It's been extended till April the 11th, I believe. If I'm wrong.
It's around that date, people. Yeah. We're not out there. It's hard for us to really get excited if we can't actually go to it.
Yeah, but, well, I'll tell you one thing I have noticed with Mardi Gras, the food aspects look phenomenal for a change. Usually the food offerings are like mediocre. The Mardi Gras actually do a good food offerings anyway. But this one, what they've done now, obviously I think they've ramped it up and it's all through the park as well. So kudos to Universal for doing that. Hopefully, fingers crossed, they enjoy what they're doing with that and actually move it over to Halloween Horror Nights.
Well, you'd like to think, yeah, in Halloween Horror Nights. Question is, if they can't bring the scare zones back, that would be the option to me. I think they have the scare zones, but if something does go wrong in the period up to Halloween Horror Nights...
Well, what we'll do, when we know more information about Halloween Horror Nights, we'll do a Halloween Horror Nights special. We'll give our tips for first-timers and a bit of an insight into what Halloween Horror Nights is and if you're willing to go, because we can tell you from a Brit's perspective than an American, because obviously the American one is completely different. With us, we have to look at it a slightly different way as well, because we have to fit in with doing a lot more stuff, where a lot of you Americans will just go for the weekend to Halloween Horror Nights, where we've got 2 week span and we have to plan. But we'll put that into a special one day for you.
I'll tell you what, though, for Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
What did you think of the new Beetlejuice merchandise? It
seemed very generic to me. It's just they've taken some of the imagery from the film and just stuck it on a T-shirt and a mug and a shot glass. It's just generic to try and get people interested into Halloween Horror Nights.
I also think I know why they've done it early. It's merchandise saying, no, the people who live out there are going to buy it. Plain and simple. And you've got to make money different ways now. So bringing merchandise out a bit earlier, hoping the American people, then bring totally different ones out, I reckon, around Halloween Horror Nights. I think it's just a bit more of a, or is it a hint to something maybe we're not?
I don't think it will be different. I just think they're doing it this way. I think just in case. They don't get Halloween Horror Nights available, so they don't have to do a mass dump onto social media, onto the website again. Because I'm guilty as charged. I spent $200 last year, even though I never went, because I just bought everything. That was free, but that was last year's glass. But no, I bought a T-shirt, a couple of face masks, posters, which, no, I won't get. I'll show you them another time.
We'll do an episode in the future, stuff that we've bought from Universal at some point. That'd be quite useful for people to see. I don't think there's really much else. I think we've got to explain to people that the social medias have changed, though.
Yeah, all the social media's changed. If you've already follow us or subscribe to us, you still get the feeds. It's not, nothing's changed that way. All it is that when you search, don't look for Tef. Well, yeah, on YouTube, look for Tef Pod, because it still comes up, because different shows are still on. But yeah, it's the Epic Florida Podcast. I actually don't know what the socials are.
It's actually at now, I believe, TEF Project on Twitter and TEF Project 1 on Instagram. Now, why have we put a 1 on it? Because someone has stole the idea on Instagram already, so we couldn't use it, unfortunately. So we had to put a 1 at the end, but it's pretty much the same people. But if we're going to be truthful, me and Simon are probably going to tweet more than we use Instagram anyway, because we're a bit old.
Right. Well, if you're watching this, guys, and there's been a technical issue, I do apologise. I've just noticed that for some reason the screen wasn't recording. But I don't know how long it's been up there for. So.
Oh, don't tell me we've just done the whole episode.
No. It was working. I think someone's just caused it to freeze for a split second, but...
Well, hopefully it will. Do you mean for your end? Because my end, everything's been perfect the whole time.
No, it's been fine. It's just the software we use to record. Oh, wow. It just froze for a split second. I don't know how long for. I'll see you in editing. If it's not, I'll just put a disclaimer underneath. But it's still, it's working now. So anyway, we're still learning this, guys. So Charlton, this is only the second time we've actually used this software for recording this. So I don't know whether it was my fault or the system we're using. But anyway, where were we?
We're pretty much, I've told everyone our socials. So
yeah,
that is pretty much it.
Well, the socials do flash up underneath, just underneath us there. So, as I say, just this second, come on. So, yeah, guys, that's really it for me. Anything, can you think of anything else? Because I know it's going to be a short, quick episode.
Yeah, again, people, Simon keeps on saying like, subscribe, press that damn little bell at the top. Get your notifications when new shows come out from all our different types of shows. Go and check out Simon's personal YouTube at Simon Says Darts. And yeah, go and check me out as well, Epic Phil, like that.
Yeah. Epic Phil, he's doing a lot of reviews on hotels in the Florida area, so that might interest you. Mine is dart matches. If you like to watch darts and you want to see how I'm playing, there's a throwing camera on me and the games I played. The next one out now, because I release on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But Friday's game, bit of a teaser for you. That is the best game I played this year. So
interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. So if you want to watch that, go over to there and like, comment, and subscribe on there.
And don't forget on this show, get us to 1,000 subscribers and watch me and Simon get very scared on the new slingshot.
Yeah, because that's what it is. We're going to do the slingshot, but we can't do it live unless we have 1,000 subscribers. So that'll do. I'm going to end it now. So thank you for watching. Thank you for subscribing. And I'll see you very soon.
See you, guys.
Tatty bye.